Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
38023.
That was 38023?
Yes, ma'am.
And may I have your first and last name?
Denise Hunt, H-U-N-T.
And that was 38023.
Uh-huh.
Said H-U-N-T?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any way the account could be under a different name?
Well, it wouldn't be under a different name, but I'm thinking one, okay, see if it wouldn't be under a different name. It would be under a ship to, I might have shipped it to one of my kids. Would it be under that?
Yeah, what's the first name? Will you spell the first name?
Her name would be Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Johnson. Now, she has a different zip code. Let me look. Hold on just a second. Let me see what her zip code is. Okay, 38015 is her zip code.
Okay, and you said that you got it shipped to her address?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you know? Let's see.
Do I know what?
What's her email?
My email?
Well, her email. Did you put your email on there?
I would have put my email on there.
Okay, what's your email?
hunt445@aol.com. I just got a charge on my credit card. And it was from 4/13, and I don't April 13th, and I don't remember. I don't even know what this is. It says Visibility Systems Goals.com is what's under the description.
Okay, so I did locate your account. Will you verify your shipping address for me?
What is it in Drummond's?
And I was asking, will you verify the shipping address?
Oh, the shipping address. Okay. It's going to be, I just wanted to know what it is.
Okay. Once you verify the address, I can tell you what it is that you have with us.
Okay. Let me. It's 989 McClurkin Road.
Okay. And then.
Huh?
And I do see here you have this meal plan with us. So basically, you could have paid $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
A meal plan?
Yes, ma'am. It's basically an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy.
Okay. And was it shipped to her?
The address that you verified to me is the address that we have here on file.
Okay. And is this the only one-time charge I'm going to be charged this?
Okay, so if you do not cancel, you will continue to be billed each month.
Oh, well, I need to cancel this.
Okay, well, that can do. I can offer you $20 a month if you would like to continue.
I can do what?
I can offer you $20 a month if you would like to continue.
No, I don't want to continue this because I don't know why I got charged this. I don't remember doing this, and that's what's confusing me. But if I had...
Okay, just one moment. And I'm still here, just hold one moment. I got that account canceled for you, and I have confirmation for you to write as well.
Okay.
There'll be C for Charlie.
C for Charlie, okay.
920.
Mm-hmm.
567.
Okay.
652.
652.
That's correct.
C920567652.
You
now,
see how many are?
I won't be charged for May, will I?
No, ma'am, everything I've been counseled, and you will not receive anything else from us.
I'll just have to pay this $59.89, correct? This first one. The one that's on
that's
my bill. I'm being charged, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, when she, I mean, like I said, she might have gone in there and done so. I don't know if she did it or I did it, you know? Sometimes, but I remember putting my credit card in for something like that. But anyway, that's fine as long as I got it canceled.
Okay, was there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, ma'am. That's all. Have a good day.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day as well.
Bye.